Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to
Ray and Tay today, talking sports with friends.
Ray and Tay today, talking
sports.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. It's Thanksgiving Eve, and we're here to talk sports. You're listening to Ray and Tay today, and I'm Ray, Tall Rayside.
And I'm Tay, Eric Taylor. And we're on the yes, let's get ready for the food and turkey. It's Thanksgiving Eve, like Ray said, and you know what? Let's get into it because we're going to talk about the big games tomorrow. It's also the start of week 13 for you fantasy football heads. Ray and I might give you, we'll give you our studs for these six teams and three games. Ray, let's jump right into it. A Bears team that could be sneaky good on Thanksgiving Day, especially because they have so much talent. And it's, you know, a rivalry. It's at Detroit. You know, everybody's all excited. The Lions have not been playing very good football. Who are you looking for in this game, and how do you think it's going to wind up playing out? I'll let you pick it first and break it down a bit.
You know, the Lions are one of the weirdest teams in the NFL, enigma. They've played close games. They were looking like they're blowing the doors off in the last couple weeks. They kind of hit a roadblock. The Bears are a team that should have gone 11-5 maybe with that roster that they have. So this is a hard game for me, but you know what? I have a sneaky, sneaky suspicion that the Bears are going to continue to roll. And I think that one of the most underrated players in terms of his versatility and what he does, just to matriculate the ball up the field,
Matt
Forte,
yes,
he just has that knack of getting that extra 2-3 yards. He can help you in the passing game, the short passing game. He obviously can run the ball. He, to me, helps Chicago control time of possession. And I think that the healthy Alshon Jeffrey and the healthy Brandon Marshall, Martellus Bennett, the unhealthy Detroit team, I think that if Reggie Bush were healthy all year, they would be more consistent. And I think all this does is just help Green Bay ultimately run away with that division. So I like the Bears. I like the Bears to win a close game 23-20.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've been going back and forth. The Bears have won 3 in a row. I believe the Lions have lost 3 in a row. They're 7-4. The Bears are 5-6. And, yeah, it's at home, and you think the Lions would right the ship, but they haven't played good football even when they were winning. So I totally agree. And Forte, he's got 822 yards rushing, but I believe he's second in the league from total yards from scrimmage. And so, like you said, he's in the short passing game. You know, their secondary, I don't know if they can stop a healthy Marshall, Jeffrey, and Bennett. And Cutler is starting to calm down. He's not making the huge mistakes. Although I think for Thanksgiving, he'll give away one of those turkey floaters to DeAndre Levy or one of the Lions' secondary. But I think at the end of the day, I agree with you. I'll go maybe a late field goal. 26-24, the Bears. I think the Bears are going to win this one as well. Momentum, and they're hungry. You know, I don't know. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they're hungry for pride. And now the second game on Thanksgiving, Ray. This is it's a classic. It's not a classic Thanksgiving game, but it's a classic NFC East battle. With the 8-3 Cowboys hosting the 8-3 Philadelphia Eagles. Chop it up for me. What's going to happen? What are you feeling in this game?
Ooh, it's a good game.
Yeah.
On paper. And I think it'll be a good game in practice. This Eagles team, and, you know, I haven't figured out this Chip Kelly, if he's for real or not. But I know that his Eagles are always interesting, a great little matchup. Cowboys are fired up because they've won a couple games that, you know, could have tripped them up. It looks like they really have a, you know, a decent
formula,
chance at the playoffs, a nice little formula, mm-hmm. offensive line, running the ball with DeMarco Murray. I still think he's taking too many hits, but interesting enough, they're 3-3 at home. They're actually 5-0 on the road, the Cowboys.
Yeah, so there'll be a lot of Philly fans probably there.
Not sealing the deal at home. You know what? I have a sneaky suspicion, though. I think, as a Cowboy fan, it's hard for me to say, but I think the Eagles might just be too much for the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys have to run the ball. I think they have to take the air out of the ball. If the game is close, the Cowboys can do like they did last game against the Giants, you know, use that short passing game to get the ball down the field. Jason Witten can still help you get first downs, and ultimately your playmaker is Dez Bryant. But I think in this game, the Eagles might have too many playmakers. And I don't know that the Cowboys D, and give Rob Marinelli credit because he's actually inherited the worst D, you know, one of two or three worst D's in NFL history, and has actually turned this team into a decent, you know, decently.
They've been pretty scrappy all season. Yeah.
They absolutely have. And in fact, they've, you know, they've allowed fewer points than Philly. Though Philly scores more, obviously. So, yeah. You know, it's a matter of can Dallas get Philly off the field on third down, and also can Dallas maintain possession of the ball? And if they do that, they win the game. I just have a sneaky suspicion that the Eagles might just win a shootout. So I think the Eagles win 31-27.
It's very interesting because I think, you know, we have to sort of let the audience know we have not spoken off this off air. And, you know, a lot of times we do, but we haven't. And I feel the same way. Look, Macklin and Bryan are the two studs on the outside. But one thing you're noticing about Mark Sanchez, and we'll get to the Jets and the Redskins with the quarterback changes and when we're done picking these games. But, you know, you never would believe last man standing out of all the mess in New York is Mark Sanchez standing in Philadelphia as the starting quarterback for hurt Nick Foles. And, you know, he's had a rough time in Green Bay, but overall he's been playing pretty well. And I think the system is friendly to him. And his friend is going to be Jordan Matthews and Zach Ertz, who might both get touchdowns. But guess who's finally waking up? This guy who was number one last year, LeSean McCoy. He's got, you know, now 859 rushing yards. He's starting to look better. Sproles is starting to get healthier and back. I think as much as they're going to run it with Murray, I just think it's going to come down to a little bit more talent. So I think they'll be able to outlast them. I say 28-23, the Eagles beat the Cowboys in the second game. So when you're eating your turkey or whatever, depending if you eat after the second game or whatever, you know, this is not one you take a nap on. You know, sometimes people get a little tired, take a little nap, get into your desserts. You know what I mean? But this one is a good game, so you can't take your nap. And then you got to maybe, like, if it's over in the fourth, you sneak in the quick nap if you're a little tired, right? Because you got to watch game number three, Ray, because the Niners are hosting the Seahawks, and you would think this would be for first place in the NFC West, but it's just for second place. But I think the winner is in a good position. They're both at 7-4. They'll both be very much alive in the wild card, at least the winner, and alive for the division title, which I think the Cardinals might slip away and lose. I'll let you break this game down first, but this should be a good matchup. NBC, 8 o'clock, 8:30 is the tip-off, kickoff. What do you say? What are you thinking here?
Wow. You know, if they play this game 10 times, I think it's 5-5. So this game is a flip of the coin. San Francisco's at home, but you know what? It's a new home stadium. That Levi's Stadium is not really, you know,
not
this crazy home. Well, it's not that it's not legit. It's just not the home field advantage that, you know, the Green Bay has or some of these other teams have.
Yeah.
Kansas City, yeah, exactly. So, look, the Seahawks are trending. Last couple weeks, you think they're riding the ship. San Francisco's been up and down. They lost Patrick Willis, but they got Alden Smith back.
It was a monster last week.
Yeah, I've always said San Francisco, to me, is the best team, has been the best team in football the last 3 years. You know what? The loser of this game has got to really, really fight, especially given that the Cowboys, Eagles loser is going to be one game ahead of them in a loss column. The loser of this game has got to really fight for the playoffs at 7-5. Depending also, let's say if Detroit would win, then
and they play each other again. These two teams play each other again, just like
last
Dallas and Philly.
Season, right?
Yeah.
So this is a tough one. I'm gonna say because it's in San Francisco, it'll be a slugfest. Seahawks I've taken the first two road teams. I think I'm gonna take the home team here in a very close game. Low-scoring game, I think 23-20, 49ers.
Okay. Well, we don't have much time left. We're doing a quick little show for the fans. Get in, get out. I'll break it down like this. Russell Wilson will outplay Kaepernick, but I think the home and just everything, I think the Niners will find a way to win as well. But it's going to have to be Carlos Hyde. Gore's banged up, and I think they're going to have to really find a way to get the ball to Vernon Davis. And so I think it's going to be very low scoring. The quarterbacks will be frustrated. I actually say I'll take the Niners 17-16 over the Seahawks. That one's going to be close. So real quick, RG3's bench, Mike Vick's bench, going back to Geno Smith. Is RG3's career over in Washington? Jay Gruden, for a second time, kind of put him on Front Street and basically ripped the kid. And it's probably fair and legitimate, you know what I mean? And now you could go back to Rob Parker's comments when he was on First Take and you know, different things. And maybe RG3 has not been humble and hardworking enough to, you know, learn his progressions and his drops. And does he wind up in St. Louis, in New York, in Tennessee, or, you know, one of these other places as a quarterback? Because I don't think he's going to be in Washington.
Wow.
Hope McCoy started.
This is a rookie head coach. You know what I mean? Yeah. This isn't.
But he had to flex to the locker room. Yeah, he had to. Because the veterans on the team see that RG3, he's not producing. You know?
Yeah, that's ultimately what it's all about, right? They give you a lot of slack, especially as a quarterback. You get away with a lot if you're producing. And ultimately, his football has been way below average for the last year and a half. So what choice do you have? Now, I think it's too early to write him off. I do think that what we saw his rookie year is not a flash in the pan. So I do think that this guy will be a starting quarterback in the NFL, maybe not with Washington, but are they ready to cut the cord, especially, you can't look backwards, but especially given what they gave up to St. Louis to get him?
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating.
Maybe he and Jay Gruden can't you know, coexist.
Yeah. So real quick, we're getting ready to go. Concerns about D. Rose. I'm sure he'll be okay. They're being cautious with the hamstring. But Friday, we'll probably be on in the evening. You know, you don't know if TCU could lose to Texas. Arkansas, I'm going to predict that they upset Missouri. And then I'll say ASU beats Arizona. What do you say with those real quick?
Wow. So, you know, it's funny. I've got, what do we have? We have TCU, right? TCU
Texas tomorrow.
Yeah, TCU Texas tomorrow, which you would think would have been a great game. But yeah. Arizona, Mizzou. Oh,
Arkansas,
I'm
Mizzou.
I'm sorry.
And then Arizona State at Arizona, yeah.
Right. So I got a sneaky suspicion that Arizona is just going to hold the home turf. They'll win that game.
Okay. So number 11 will be number 13.
Yeah, I believe so.
Do you think Mizzou holds on to get the SEC East? Or does Georgia send a thank you letter to Arkansas for another great victory and upsetting?
You know what? I picked Mizzou early in the season, and I thought that my boy Matty Mark would deliver, and he let me down. I have a suspicion Arkansas is going to go in there and win that game. I have a feeling Georgia's going to be happy. And Arkansas, 6-5, you know, only 2-5 in the SEC, but they've actually played some decent football.
Very,
Mizzou is a weak. I think they're a weak 9-2. I don't think they're as good as that record would lead you to believe. So I think I'm predicting an upset. I got an upset. 23-17 Arkansas.
Yeah, I'll say 27-24. And I think ASU actually is going to beat Arizona. You got Arizona. So before we go, we'll end the show. We'll be back Friday to cover all the Thursday stuff and predict the rivalry weekend, all these great games, the Iron Bowl, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, all the craziness. Favorite side recipe tomorrow? What, you know, not the main turkey, whatever. What's the side dish that you have to have that you're going to get in the corner and be like, yo, this is my spot on the sofa, and I got to have seconds or thirds of this?
Yo, don't mess with my stuffing, because stuffing is one of those things where I don't even know that I love it on an everyday basis, but on Thanksgiving, I love it. I can't get enough stuffing. I'll trade you turkey for stuffing. So if you got some extra stuffing on your plate and I got some extra turkey on my plate, I'll trade you. I'll trade you.
You know what? I got to agree. You know, mac and cheese is a close second, but I got to have my stuffing too. So anyway, look, it was a great little, you know, this. And don't be surprised if the Seahawks go to the 49ers and win too. And if they do, I'll just say it's because of beast mode. That's all I have to say. And he'll answer two questions. Oh, Richard Sherman, I didn't have a problem with what he did. I just think, you know, you got to be careful because you make a lot of money, too, from the NFL and the commercials. But, yeah, there's hypocrisy, and we all know that, too, with his little cardboard press conference. You saw that with Doug Baldwin, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It is.
Sometimes we take ourselves too seriously, you know, just because we're too serious.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. It's like, I think the way people were jumping on it and analyzing it, I'm like, oh, God, the guy, yes, he's pointing some fingers at the NFL, but he's also trying to be funny, and he's trying to defend a teammate because Marshawn Lynch doesn't like to talk. So I give him credit for, you know, the locker room's been a little bit of messy, so he's standing up for his guy. I kind of like that too, you know. So I think people need to get a grip. So, Ray, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To the family. And enjoy. We'll definitely be talking during those games, man. It's going to be fun.
Enjoy the food. Enjoy the family. Enjoy the sports festivities.
And fantasy football. Make sure them rosters are set up early in the morning.
Exactly. The first game's at 12:30. You got to get ready.
Gets
locked.
Mohamed Sanu or Andre Johnson? What do I do?
Andre Johnson's been so disappointing all year. I got to go with Sanu. Especially because A.J. Green had a big game, so he'll start to get those double teams again. He's healthy.
No,
I know. And Sanu will get single coverage. You got to go with Sanu in that
one,
I think.
All right. Ray gives me the word. Gives me the word. I'll do it. All right, everybody. Enjoy Ray and Tate today. We are out. Enjoy
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Drive safe. I don't need to post. 5 8 2 3